Acts chapter 2.
When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a noise came from the sky. It sounded like a strong wind blowing. This noise filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw something which looked like flames of fire separating and staying over each one of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak different inspired languages. The Spirit was giving them the power to do this. There were some devout Jewish men staying in Jerusalem at this time. These men were from every country in the world. A large group of them came together because they heard that sound. They were confused. The apostles were speaking, and every man heard in his own language. The Jewish people were all amazed at this. They didn't understand how the apostles could do this. They said, "Look, these men whom we hear speaking are all from Galilee. But each of us is hearing them in our own native language. We are Parthians, Medes, Elamites, those living in Mesopotamia, from Judea, from Cappadocia, from Pontus, from Asia, from Phrygia, from Pamphylia, from Egypt, from parts of Libya around Cyrene, visitors from Rome, Cretans, and Arabians. Some of us were born Jews, others are converts to Judaism. We can hear these men in our own languages. We can all understand the wonderful things they are saying about God." The people were all amazed, but puzzled. They asked each other, "What does this mean?" Other people were laughing at the apostles. They were claiming that the apostles were drunk. Then Peter stood up with the other 11 apostles. He spoke loudly. "My Jewish brothers and all of you who are staying in Jerusalem, listen to me. I will tell you something you need to know. Listen carefully. These men are not drunk, as you think. It is only 9 o'clock in the morning. This is the same thing which God spoke through the prophet Joel. God says, 'In the last days, I will pour out my Spirit upon all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will have special dreams. At that time, I will pour out my Spirit upon my servants, both men and women, and they will prophesy. I will show amazing things in the sky above. I will do miracles on the earth below. There will be blood, fire, and thick smoke. The sun will be changed into darkness, and the moon will become red like blood. Then the great and glorious day of the Lord will come, and every person who trusts in the name of the Lord will be saved. Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus from Nazareth was a very special man. God clearly showed this to you. God proved this by the powerful and amazing things which he did through Jesus among you. You yourselves know this is true. You killed this man, Jesus, by handing him over to lawless men. They nailed him to a cross, but God knew ahead of time that all this would occur. It was part of his plan which he made long ago. Jesus suffered the pains of death, but God set him free. God raised Jesus up from death. It was impossible for death to hold him. This is what David said about Jesus. I always saw the Lord before me, because he is at my right side to keep me secure. So my heart was glad and my mouth spoke with joy. Yes, even my body will live with hope, because you won't abandon my soul in death. You will not allow the body of your Holy One to decay in the grave. You taught me how to live. You came near me, and I felt great joy. My Jewish brothers, I can tell you plainly about David, our ancestor. He died and was buried. His grave is still here with us today. David was a prophet. God vowed to David that one of his descendants would sit upon David's throne. David knew this before it took place. That is why David said this, 'He will not be left in death. His body will not decay in the grave.' David was talking about the Messiah rising from death. So Jesus, not David, is the one whom God raised from death. We are all eyewitnesses of this. Jesus was lifted up to heaven. Now Jesus is with God at his right side. The Father has now given the promise of the Holy Spirit to Jesus. So now Jesus poured out this which you see and hear. David did not go up to heaven, it was Jesus. David himself said, 'The Lord God said to my Lord, sit at my right side until I put your enemies under your feet.' Therefore, all the people of Israel can be sure of this one thing. God has made Jesus both Lord and Messiah, this man whom you nailed to the cross." When the people heard this, they felt a sharp cutting pain in their conscience. They asked Peter and the other apostles, "What should we do, brothers?" Then Peter answered them, Change your hearts, and each one of you must be immersed by the authority of Jesus the Messiah, so that your sins may be forgiven. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is for you and for your children. It is also for people who are far away, for everyone whom the Lord our God may call." Peter was warning them with many other words. He was encouraging them, saying, "Be saved from this twisted generation of people." Then those people who accepted what Peter said were immersed. On that day, about 3,000 people were added to the group of believers. After this, the believers dedicated themselves to learning the teaching of the apostles, to sharing with each other, to eating the supper of the Lord, and to prayer. God was using the apostles to do many powerful and amazing things. Every person felt great respect for God. All of the believers stayed together. They shared everything. They sold their property and the other things they owned, and they were dividing the money, giving it to anyone who needed it. Every day, the believers met together with the same purpose in the temple courtyard. They ate together in their homes, eating their food with joyful hearts. They were very happy. The believers were praising God. All of the people liked them. More and more people were being saved every day. The Lord was adding them to His family of believers.